Cecil, where were you a minute ago?
Getting a drink of water. Why?
There were some customers in here and no one to wait on them.
Weren't you here? Or don't you class yourself as somebody?
I'll bet you were... Cecil, where's that sweater I gave you?
April Fool. There it is under the counter.
Well, that's good. I had a suspicion.
I know you did. How many times do I have to tell you that I like this business that you knitted for me?
Well, you go around the store smiling to yourself. I think something is up.
Oh, mad cat.
And don't start calling me names.
You better be nice to me. I won't take you to the show tonight.
I don't want to go anyhow.
Fine. Do you mean it?
I mean it for good.
Good.
But you're coming over tonight, aren't you, Cecil?
Oh, I might. If I haven't anything else to do.
Well, aren't you nice?
I think so, too.
Well, you're alone then with your thoughts.
That had an edge on it.
It should. It was intended for a cutting remark.
Ha! You got me.
Oh, now don't start clowning, Cecil.
Atta girl, old Sally, old girl, get... You know, keep on laughing. When you get mad at me, it only makes you look like you've got an ache. But I'm the one that gets the pain.
Where is that sweater?
There it is, under the counter.
Well, I'm going to keep my eye on it so nobody will take it.
You better not, because if anybody takes it, they'll take your eye, too.
Oh, that was terrible, Cecil.
I know it, but it's kind of late in the day. We quit work in a few minutes. Oh, you want to ride home with me and Ben-Hur?
No, thanks. I'll go home with Uncle Thomas.
Well, it's tough on me, but I'll grin and bear it. Ho, ho.
Oh, Cecil, I just love you when you act like this.
Yeah, I kind of like me, too.
Oh, goodness, I don't know what I'd do without you.
You'd probably mildew. Ouch. Oh, that was awful, wasn't it?
It certainly was.
What can you expect, though? I don't click this time.
Cheer up, Cecil. You'll think of some clever remarks sometime.
Thanks, Sally, for them kind words.
In a year or two, maybe.
Ouch.
But I doubt it.
Hey, I'm taking a licking here.
You asked for it.
All right, time out. Get in your corner. You won that round.
You know, Cecil, sometimes I get so mad at you I could kill you, and sometimes I could kiss you.
Well, bless me, bless me. Can I take my choice?
Yes.
Kill me.
I knew that was what you were going to say.
Sure. Why should I give you a break when there are thousands of love-starved girls?
Oh, they'd still be starved if they were depending on you.
Time out. Whoa.
Here, Cecil, let me fix your tie. My goodness, don't you know how to tie a bow tie?
Now, don't start making advances. I haven't encouraged you.
They'd be lost on you. Stand still. Here, I've got to untie it.
Hey, don't. Oh, what did you untie it for?
It looked awful.
You were the first one to complain today. Now, wait. You're doing it wrong.
Oh, keep still. You don't know how to dress.
Well, I haven't been arrested for indecent exposure yet.
Where'd you get this tie? It's pretty.
Sure. I've got good taste. Hurry on. Gosh, you're slow as molasses.
Oh, that's all right. If I'm as sweet as molasses, too. Oh, goodness.
Don't laugh at your own jokes.
I wasn't. I was just thinking.
And don't flatter yourself, either. I know why you wanted to tie my tie.
Because it looked like the wreck of the Hesperus.
What's that?
Oh, it's an old Spanish custom.
It was because you wanted an excuse to stand close to me.
Oh, is that so? There, you can just tie your old tie yourself, then, of all I can see.
Oh, I was just horseplaying, Sally. Come on, finish tying my tie for me.
I will not. You can just do it yourself.
Well, you untied it. I didn't ask you to.
Well, you can just tie it again by yourself.
Sally, I can't tie my tie unless I have a mirror.
Well, now, isn't that too bad? Go ahead and try. You couldn't make it any worse than it already was.
All right, smarty. I'll show you.
You had no business making smart cracks.
No. There. How's that? Does it look all right?
Oh, Cecil. Oh, goodness, it looks awful.
Well, wait a minute. I'll tie it over again.
If you keep tying that tie in knots, you won't have any left.
Oh, yes? Darn. I never could tie my tie without looking in a mirror.
I know. You like to look at yourself.
One more remark and I'll trip you on your ear now. Tell me the truth now. Is it tied all right now?
You want the truth?
That's what I asked for.
Well, it looked better the first time.
Oh, to heck with it. I'll turn my collar in.
Here, little baby. I'll tie it for you. Come on.
Oh, no, you won't.
Cecil, you can't go home without your tie on. Here.
Listen, I can go home in my BVDs if I want to.
I dare you to.
Well, I would if I wanted to.
Coward. Coward.
Here. Well, I'll let you tie it for me. Now, do it right. Please, Sally.
We've just got about a minute. Can't you wait till I finish to scratch your neck?
No, it might not itch then.
Let's see now. One side has to be longer than the other, doesn't it?
I thought you knew.
Keep still. Now, wait a minute. No, that doesn't look right.
Don't. Oh, that was right. Now leave it when you get it tied again.
Oh, that looked worse than yours did. Just a minute now.
Oh, all right. What makes your hair so soft, Sally?
Soap.
Soft soap, huh?
No, hard soap and soft water.
Good. Now leave it alone.
Don't slap my hand, Cecil.
Well, you were going to untie it again.
I was not. I was just going to straighten it. Here.
Never mind. I'll straighten it myself. There. Now, I take back everything I said.
I'll never tie your tie for you again. You can look like a rag man for all I care.
Fine. You won't get the chance anyhow.
It's 5 o'clock. Well, I'm going up and get Uncle Thomas now.
And I'm going home to dinner. So long, Sally. I'll be over tonight.
Wait. Cecil, wait a minute. You forgot something.
No, I didn't. Goodbye.
Cecil, your sweater. You're going away without it. It's under the counter here.
Well, slap me, silly. I nearly forgot it. Hey, don't.
Well, you asked me to slap you.
Would you like a nice black eye, huh?
I like brown ones better. There. Now, don't you lose that sweater. So long. Tonight?
Yeah. Be over about 8.
Wait, Cecil.
What's the matter now? I've got the sweater. I gotta go.
Cecil, please. My shoe is untied. Will you tie it for me? I tied your tie.
Oh, all right. Put your foot up here.
Ah, my noble knight.
There now. I'm going.
Cecil, oh, you mean thing. You tied my shoestring into a knot.
Sure. Try and untie it now. See you tonight.
Oh, you better run. If I could catch you... Oh, goodness, now I'll have to cut the string tonight to get my shoe off. I'll get you, Cecil. I might have known he'd do something like that.